This is Crosstalk Volume 3. I'm Scott Clark. Crosstalk is a weekly program devoted to Reformed theology, piety, and practice. One of the questions that I get most frequently is about knowing the will of God. Here's an area where we need some crosstalk. The secret to knowing God's will is that there is no secret, not at all, at least none that we could know. God's word says, the secret things belong to the Lord. The revealed things belong to us and to our children. We need to accept that there is a distinction between the things that God can know and the things that we can know, and we need to content ourselves to knowing the things that we can know and then paying attention to those. The truth about knowing God's will is that if He hasn't revealed it in Scripture, then we can't know it, and we shouldn't try. Of course, that doesn't always stop folks from trying. In John 9, the disciples thought they knew why a man had been born blind. But Jesus, of course, as you remember, had a different idea. And I know a lot of folks listen for still, small voices or look for signs to try to figure out what it is that God wants them to do. The problem with those methods is that you and I are not prophets. We're not in the canon of Scripture. We're not apostles. And we're not authorized by the Word of God to find God's will about what we should do in such ways. There is a way, however, that we can know God's will. We can know His revealed will, and it's in Scripture. It's true, as J.I. Packer once said, the Bible is a very big book, and there is quite a lot to know in it. But we can boil all of it down to two great things. First, love God and neighbor. That's the law. And second, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's the gospel. Those are the two things that everyone needs to know. And so the question comes, what else do you want to know? Yes, I know you'd like to know whom you should marry or whether to take this job or that job or which school to attend, but God isn't revealing those things. What we need in those cases is wisdom. It seems that Christians are ready to read and believe almost anything, everything else, but the Scriptures. So they seek God's will everywhere, it seems, but in the one place where God has most clearly revealed it, in the Scriptures. Indeed, many Christians seem to conduct their lives as if God hasn't really spoken in the Scriptures at all. But God's Word says all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Can we say the same things about our intuitions, our hunches, our guesses about what we think God might be telling us to do about X or Y? You might say, but Scripture doesn't tell me which Christian to marry, or Scripture doesn't tell me which school to attend. Well, did you ever stop to think that there might be a reason for that? Look in your Bible. If in all of that revelation, God hasn't answered your question, maybe, just maybe, you're asking the wrong question. That's Crosstalk for this week. Listen again for Crosstalk on this station. This has been Crosstalk Volume 3. I'm Scott Clark.